This episode of Coverville is brought to you by NordVPN. To find out how you can use NordVPN to help your privacy and check out entertainment around the world with a huge discount on a two-year plan and a free month, just keep listening to this episode. Coming up on episode number 1413, it's a tribute to one of my favorite bands, The Squeeze, in honor of the birthday of one of the two founding members of the band, a guy by the name of Glenn Tilbrook. He's turning 65 this week. Let's celebrate with covers of Squeeze. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon, it is September 1st. 2022. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, cover story for the band Squeeze. I mentioned in the top of the show, they're my favorite band. They have been for a long time. They're up there at the very top of my list with bands like Crowded House and The and The Divine Comedy, and there's so many that I call my favorites. It's like having a lot of children, right? Well, they're all my favorites, but none of those are actually my children. So let's get to it. You know Squeeze from songs like Black Coffee in Bed, Another Nail for My Heart, Is That Love, Annie Get Your Gun. Probably their biggest hit, though, is this one right here, covered by Jenna and the Charmers on an album that came out just a couple of years ago called Everyone I Love Is Here, on which she covers Neil Finn and Tim Finn and Crowded House and that stuff. That song lyric, that title comes from a Crowded House song lyric. But here she's covering Squeeze. Here's Jen and the Charmers and their cover of Tempted.
Toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another. Tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on? Now that you have gone, there's no other. I'm tempted by the fruit of another. I'm tempted, but the truth is discovered. fortune all for you. But it's not my conscience that hates to be untrue. I asked of my reflection, tell me what is there to do.
Thank you. to the sky. We'll be there with a telescope by. Just another century kept away. Out on the porch in the middle of summer,
She crossed the ocean back home to a family, but they had retired to roads that were sandy. She moved home alone without friends or relations, lived in a world full of age reservations. On my beaten armchairs, she said that she'd swallow the friends who had left her to drink from the bottle. How dreams to remember of me and myself, and wise in the clock, and that's just from the shelf. Home is a love that I miss very much, so the past has been bottled and labeled with love. The past has been bottled and labeled with love.
Oh, take a country, the one country squeeze song, and just lean right into the country. Gotta love that. That is a band called, an artist named Steve Carraway. He recorded that for a project called If I, The Songs of Squeeze Revisited back in 2011. What a great cover that thing is. And, further sending it into the country style. I just love that thought. Amy Mann with a cover of Observatory, that one from her album Lost in Space. And if you're familiar with that album, you might not know that that's a cover. It's not a cover of Squeeze, but a cover of a solo track that Glenn Tilbrook released. And her version came out in 2002. I want to say that the two actually collaborated on writing it, and Glenn released his version first. Great song called Observatory. Then a few Squeeze songs before that. American Hi-Fi with their cover of Another Nail from My Heart, that one from their 2020 EP called Anywhere Else But Here. The Capitalist Kids with Up the Junction from their Split with the Capitalist Kids, the Ex-Boyfriends. It was a double EP with Capitalist Kids and the Ex-Boyfriends on it back in 2013. And Jen and the Charmers start us all off with a cover of Tempted from her album Everyone I Love Is Here from 2019. We'll be back with a little more Squeeze in just a moment, but first I'm going to tell you about the sponsor of this episode, and that sponsor is NordVPN. All right, so there's your left brain and your right brain. And your right brain, let's talk about your right brain first, because it's the more practical side, right? The practical side. You want security when you're browsing. You want to prevent malware and other bad things from getting on your computer when you're getting your email or clicking links or receiving the latest meme on Insta. I don't know if that's really a thing, but but you want security when you're doing that. And then your left brain is up for the creative stuff. Maybe you like anime from Japan. Maybe you like those British sitcoms, things like that. And you want both of those things with one package. That package is NordVPN. Listen, it's your ideal source for different servers around the world that give you access and protection from all of those sorts of things. Security, info encrypted. Look, it's important that you have the privacy as well as the entertainment from around the world. You don't have to ever have to worry about letting your IP or your location information getting out. NordVPN protects you from all that, and it allows you to set your location to anywhere in the world so that you can access Netflix in Canada or Hulu in Zimbabwe. I don't know if that's a thing, but you could with NordVPN. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it risk-free. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it. If you decide you like it, great, stick with it. If you decide you don't like it, you get your money back and you can pretend the whole thing never happened. Here's what I want you to do. Go to nordvpn.com/coverville. That's nordvpn.com/coverville to get your subscription started today. You'll get a great deal on a 2-year contract as well as a free month. Check it out today, nordvpn.com/coverville. back to the music, and I mentioned this song at the top of the show, another one of Squeeze's greatest hits. Tough to find a cover of it that that changes things up, but I found one that I really liked, and I hope you like this one too. One that I haven't played before, I should say, that really changes things up. The song is Black Coffee in Bed, and this is performed by Ernie Halter on his album Franklin and Vermont, which came out in 2010. Here is Black Coffee in Bed.
There's a stain on my notebook where your coffee cup was. And there's ash in the pages, now I've got myself lost. I was writing to tell you that my feelings tonight are a stain on my notebook that rings your goodbye. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm back on the beat. Stain on my notebook says nothing to me. Gone, and I'm out with a friend.
Out with a friend
with lips full of passion and coffee in bed. With the way that you left me, I can hardly contain. The hurt and the anger, the joy and the pain. Not knowing I'm single, there'll be fire in my eyes. And a stain on my notebook for a new love tonight. Oh, now she's gone, and I'm out with a friend.
Out with a friend
with lips full of passion and coffee in bed. From lips without passion to lips with a kiss, there's nothing of your love that I'll ever miss. The stain on my notebook remains all that's left of the memory of late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed. Of the memory of a late night coffee in bed.
this strange effect on me, and I like it. Thank you.
But other fellas
Glenn Tilbrook and Linda Bull for a song that they recorded for the British TV show Rock Quiz, or I'm sorry, the Australian game show Rock Quiz. I need to check that out. I wonder if there's an easy way for me to pretend I'm from Australia so I can watch old episodes of Rock Quiz. Seriously, I wish there was the equivalent of Rock Quiz in the U.S. It's a game show where you've got, two musicians each paired up with a couple of contestants, and they're answering music trivia questions. And at the very end, those two musicians who've been playing against each other for the whole game join up and do a duet cover together. And it's the coolest damn thing, and I wish there was the same thing in the U.S. Anyway, Glenn Tilbrook and Linda Bull with a cover of Private Number, originally done by Judy Clay and William Bell. They recorded that back in 2015. The Movement, before that, with a cover of Is That Love? That one from the bonus edition 2005 version of Revolutionary Sympathies. Michael Simmons with a cover of Mumbo Jumbo, turning that thing into a British invasion rocker. Kind of one of the lesser known Squeeze songs, and getting a great cover there from Michael Simmons from his album Singing in My Heart, came out this year. Great cover of that. Squeeze brought us that cover of This Strange Effect. I know it by their version of the version by the Kinks, but it was done before that by a guy named Dave Barry. Dave Barry released the original version of that. The Kinks covered it, and so many people have covered it since. I want to say Bird and the Bee? No, it was Sia? Shoot, it was somebody like that, produced by Greg Kurstin, did a great cover of that song as well. I also want to say that Chrissy Hynde did a cover of that as well, and I may be Mandela affecting that. Cradle to the Grave, the deluxe version, is where you're going to find that version of the song. They've actually got a couple different covers on there besides that one, Harper Valley PTA, and then Hanging Around, an old Lou Reed song. Gotta hand it to Squeeze and Glenn Tilbrook. When they choose a song to cover, they don't go for top hits and stuff like that. They pick some relatively obscure stuff, and I really, really like that because it shows that they're picking songs that mean a lot to them. So that's always a good sign of a good cover. Ernie Halter at the top of that said with a cover of Black Coffee in Bed, that one released in 2010 on his album Franklin and Vermont. I assume that's a place. I assume that's an intersection that's important to Ernie Halter. Somewhere around the world from Franklin in Vermont is this one right here, a little Germany, a German action for you. Ich liebe Katzen, which translates to I love cats, I believe. If someone out there speaks German can confirm that. Ich liebe Katzen. There's no Squeeze song called Ich liebe Katzen, but there is one called Cool for Cats, and that's exactly what Klaus Lage is covering on this song from his Music Machine album from 2014. Here's Ich liebe Katzen.
Gott und ich, wir beide haben längst erkannt, das Leben ist nicht einfach, manchmal sogar penetrant. Das, was ich jetzt erzähle, hat sich vor Jahren abgespielt. Ich kam nach Haus und meine Wohnung war total zerwühlt. Es stank so bestialisch, ich wurde kurz besinnungslos. Als ich dann wieder zu mir kam, da lag er süß und klein. Ein schwarzer Kater, aber leider noch nicht stubenrein. Ich liebe Katzen. Natürlich war ich sauer, doch was hat es mir genützt? Das Biest hatte inzwischen alle Sessel aufgeschlitzt und raste durch die Wohnung wie die wilde Sau am Spieß. Er dachte wohl, er wäre bei mir im Katzenparadies. Dann rief mich auch noch meine Schwester an und hat gefragt: Meine Miezi hat jetzt Junge, die sind süß, willst du nicht eins? Völlig fertig mit den Nerven, sagte ich: Nein, ich will keins, ich liebe Katzen. Neulich in der Disco, ich trank grad mein erstes Bier. Da kam ein Mädchen, die sah aus wie Amandalier. Sie fragte mich: Mein Schatz, kommst du eine Nacht zu mir nach Haus? Ich zeigte meine Pussy, ich rief klar und gab ein aus. Sie lächelte geheimnisvoll, dann waren wir auch schon da. Ich flippte völlig aus, als ich dann sah, was dort geschah. Auf ihrem Sofa lag ein ausgewachsener Jaguar. Ich liebe Katzen. Verstehen von Mann zu Mann. Er sei in Wahrheit, meinte er, noch viel mehr als frivol. Und Fritz the Cat, der Bürgerschreck, wäre sein Idol. Was der so mit den Miezen macht, das würde ihm imponieren. Außerdem erfuhr ich, dass er Mäuse überhaupt nicht mag. Doch schockiert war ich, als er am Schluss des Traumes zu mir sprach: Ich hasse Katzen. Katzen? Nein, danke.
Thank you. whisper me club room lock a key. The money in the fur coat, it doesn't bother me. My wife, she moved to Boston, so love is not the word. If you ever see her, say hello, goodbye, girl. Sunlight on a line, oh, won't be with a shade.
Goodbye, 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 good thrills and spills.
Oh, how great is that cover? Take Me, I'm Yours, the first Squeeze single covered there by Robert Glasper, jazz musician, jazz pianist Robert Glasper, and Questlove on drums from the Roots. So good. With the vocals, of course, by Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford. You heard them right there. Great cover. They recorded that a couple years ago for this project called Squeeze Swindles, kind of a play on the old CD that everybody had in college called Squeeze Singles, 45s and under. The cover of the album looks like a reversed version of that. And there have been several double-sided singles released under that Squeeze Swindles label. Todd Rundgren, I believe, did one. Elvis Costello did Someone Else's Heart or Someone Else's Bell. Ooh, can't remember which one it was. There's a Black Coffee in Bed cover that I almost included on today's show, but I didn't want to pull two from the same source. Anyway, not released as an actual album, but as individual singles, and each one has the original version, or I'm sorry, has the vocal version and then an instrumental version, if you want to hear both sides. It's kind of cool, really cool project that Squeeze did with a bunch of different artists. The Dirty Truckers right before that with a cover of In Quintessence, that one from the album Bush League Romance, which came out in 2001. Goodbye Girl by the Taters, She Gone. That one from the 2013 album Taters Party. Great cover right there. Great, it is. It's a party song. It's a party cover. So why not hear a band called the Taters do it? And then we start off with Ich Liebe Katzen, which I confirm does mean I love cats. But it's a cover of Cool for Cats by Klaus Lage from the album Music Machine, which came out in 2014. That is going to bring us to the end of this episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oops, that's the wrong thing. Let's play that one right there, because that's the theme song. can you tell I'm on vacation already? Yeah, that's the truth. I'm going to be on vacation next week. No Coverville or Guess the Connection this week. I'm sorry, no Guess the Connection tomorrow, no Coverville or Guess the Connection next week, taking the week off from Coverville. Still be there for TMS on Tuesday and Wednesday, but and of course Film Sac, but no Coverville or Guess the Connection with our next week. I'm warning you with peace and love, no Coverville or Guess the Connection next week. We will be back the week after that, so make sure you come back for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, Coverville is a member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. If you want to follow me, I'm on all the social networks as Coverville, facebook.com/Coverville, twitter.com/Coverville, and everything else, .com/Coverville. Feel free to also visit and support me on the Patreon. You can probably guess the URL for that one. Support the show with a buck or two and get some extra stuff, extra content, and a whole bunch of fun over there at patreon.com/Coverville.